Father, we thank you for your grace upon us, and Lord, you know that many of us have been Christians for a long time, and perhaps for some of us we may be a bit struggling in our faith. But Lord, I just pray that your word today will encourage us to continue sowing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not give up. So Father, give us your strength and your word today, and help us to put it in, practice it in our lives by the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. See, the good thing about Chinese people, we celebrate New Year twice, isn't it? So we get a good excuse to eat twice and greet each other again and again. And for us, New Year is a significant time. Actually, the Chinese New Year is based on the celebration of springtime, where farmers can go out and sow their new crops. And so it promises abundant crop, and so they want to celebrate with a big bang so that they can have a plentiful harvest at the end of the year. And being significant or being unique is very important in our experience, isn't it? Because surely we are here on earth for a reason. And that's why we do the things we do. We study hard to get good grades. And when I asked Elwin earlier today, how's your job hunting? And he started off saying, I'm trying to decide between, and I said, oh, you don't have a problem then. Okay, because he's definitely have no problem getting a job. But you see, we all want to achieve good grades, good work at our workplace so that we can get somewhere. And perhaps we can make a significant contribution. Not only to ourselves, not only to our family, but also to the world around us. And I guess one of the greatest significance in our own life is when we first put our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We get very excited, don't we? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And we get really excited about serving God, about knowing what is in His Word. Because we know that because of our new faith, things are going to be different. It's going to be different in our own life, in our family, in our community, and in fact, also in the world. You know that President Trump got in America because people want to make a difference. And so he is making a difference. And if we can see what's happening in the secular world, how much more when we first put our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, that we could see things changing around us. The disciples were transformed and changed by Jesus once they were cowardly, and they were just unknown folk from the Sea of Galilee, the north, the so-called uncultured folks from far away from the cultured capital of Jerusalem. But they were transformed when they met Jesus. They were enthused when they met Jesus. And so we can see that happening also to Paul. And that's where we get the reading today in Galatians. And in fact, all of them were so dedicated to this newfound cause that they were even willing to die and put their lives on the line so that God may be glorified. And yet, if we who were to sacrifice so much to earn money, I think when we know the Lord Jesus, we would offer so much more to love to work for God as well. If family unity is so important to us, how much more we would fight to keep the unity of the faith in God's church today. If making a difference in the world is so important, and number one, in so many people's lives, that people are putting in their lives on the line by standing between the troops and protesters all the time, how much more we want to make a difference for God in this world. We might even have sung the old Christian classic, "He is my everything, He is my all, He is my everything, both great and small. He gave His life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Now how about you? Like honey in the rock, sweet honey in the rock, for He tastes like honey in the rock. Oh, taste and see, for the Lord is good, for He tastes like honey in the rock." This is a favorite song for many in the past. But today I want to address the issue facing many of us who are believers. The problem is we start this year being very tired. We start this year being very lethargic. We'll start this year finding the Christian walk being a troublesome and a tiring thing. And when we look around us, it is true. And our enthusiasm level compared to a few years ago has been a bit down. When we were organizing the events at with the Vietnamese church, if you recall, 70% or 80% of our church were involved in reaching out. But today, when I mentioned like the Bunnings event, ho-hum, you know, just another event, count me out. I won't even take some time to help out. And that's fair enough, because we get lethargic, we get tired, and many Christians have been caught up in all these things. They may run that 100 meters of race, but find out really that the Christian walk is really a marathon. They may have reached base camp, but they didn't realize that Mount Everest is still far away. And the love that they first experienced is now almost tested by fire every day. And the sweetness, which was in that song I shared with you earlier, is only but a distant memory. Even for myself, I still remember the fantastic adventures I used to have when I was locked out of my hostel in KL, or when it rained. You know, I prayed and the rain stopped in time for me to reach the Australian High Commission to take my English test, and I shared testimony with someone, you know, how enthusiastic I was to share this testimony, which was actually overheard by another student who was not a Christian. But many years later, when he became a Christian, he mentioned this incident back to me. He said this mad guy was sharing how God stopped the rain for him. And I thought it was ridiculous. But I think after he became a Christian, he didn't think that anymore. But you see, today we're a bit more experienced, aren't we? We're a bit more jaded. We are a bit more, we've seen it all. And perhaps things have crept into our lives that removes that enthusiasm that we once had. The song Amazing Grace, you know, we sing it, but do we understand the same enthusiasm that when John Newton wrote it? He wrote it because of his remembering back his past as a slave trader, when he would throw many dead slaves overboard to ease the weight on the ship and not to drag the rest of the people down. When he said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." We sing it, but we don't understand how wretched we are in our condition. But John Newton realized that, and he sang, when he wrote those words, he knew that he was a true wretch, that God would not forgive him except by the grace that God has shown him. That once he was lost, but then he was found. He was blind, but now he sees again. See, we may have that enthusiasm when we first sung that song, but today when we sing this song, perhaps this song doesn't mean as much as it used to. Things have become mundane. It's become ordinary, boring. We see church as something, oh, if I can wake up in time, or whatever. But we don't see it as a way that we can bring our best game to the board, to the front, and to help encourage one another, especially in these times when the world is changing so rapidly. And so we look at today's passage from Galatians. And I want to share with you just this short passage. By the way, that was to wake you guys up in case some of you are falling asleep. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, Paul gives this warning. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. We jumped often to verse 9, but let's look at verse 7 first. It's a very interesting verse. You see, Paul encourages the Galatians to keep on serving, to keep on sowing the seed, for we will reap what we sow. And it's the same challenge that applies to us as believers today. What are we sowing? What are we sowing daily? What are we doing in God's kingdom? Because what you sow are the fruits that you expect. You cannot expect something to grow out of nothing. It's not possible. Just last week, my nature strip was dug up by the council. So at first, you know, as any busybody and concerned homeowner would do, you rush out and ask, what's happening? And the council said, oh, we need to connect the gas and electricity or whatever across to the neighbor. And unfortunately, the pipes are in your on your side of the street. So we have to dig up your nature strip so that he can be connected. So my neighbor is building a new house. So I was thinking, what will happen to my nature strip after it's finished? But after I went out and came back, I noticed that they have filled in the whole pit. And not only that, they put in a new layer of topsoil and sowed some grass seeds on it. I was very excited. I haven't sowed my nature strip since I moved in for more than 10 years, or maybe close to 20 years ago. And so I watered the patch of ground diligently every evening about 6 o'clock. So every time you pass, if you pass by my house around 6 or 7, you see me out there spraying the ground. It's this mad fella doing that. But you know what? After 4 or 5 days of spraying, I noticed yesterday some green shoots coming up. 4 green shoots coming up. And the color of fresh grass is bright green. It's so, encouraging, isn't it? And you see, this is the thing that we do. We need to sow. We need to water because we expect something to grow out of the efforts that we put in. And yet, as Christians, we think we can go into a coasting mode and not look after that fresh ground and still expect some fruits to come out. And yet, even as Isaiah warns us, the grass withers and the flowers fade, which I'm so sad that one day my grass will die again. And yet, I should be paying more attention to God's work, which is more permanent than my grass. But you see, even as we put attention to the things, the temporary things around us, perhaps we should also put some attention to the more permanent things that God has asked us to do. And Paul does not stop at Galatians because he repeats it in many other of his letters. For example, in the letter to the Corinthians, he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. This is the power that Paul is talking about, the resurrection power that God gives us. The same power that raised Jesus Christ will be the same power that God gives us. And he concludes in verse 16, therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Paul encourages the Corinthians that they need to rely on God's resurrection power, because by relying on God's power, and then they will not give up. They will not lose heart. They will, even though they are wasting away, even though they're getting weaker and weaker. Yesterday, I was privileged to be invited to the Chinese New Year dinner. And after the very nice dinner and very full dinner, a few of us older folks were sitting back in our chairs, wanting to doze off. You see, we don't have the energy of the younger people, that we can still sit around talking to each other and having fun. So Paul understands it well. Though we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. I wonder whether we have lost this resurrection power in our lives. When my mom passed away a few years ago, the memorial tablet maker asked, he's a Christian fellow, and he asked, what Bible verse do we want to put on the tombstone? And straight away, the passage from John 11:25 came to my mind, and I said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? This was the words that Jesus spoke to Martha. Why Martha? Because, you see, Martha and Mary had just lost their brother Lazarus. And he had been in the tomb for 3 days. But before he even resurrected Lazarus from the tomb, Jesus asked and tested Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Do you believe I have the power? Do you trust in me to have the power? Do you rely on me for this power? He asked Martha. And of course, Martha replied, yes. And that's why I said, oftentimes we malign Martha for being the busy one running around, while Mary is the good spiritual one. But I think Martha understands Jesus fully well. See, Martha believed in Jesus, in his resurrection power, even before she saw the resurrection. And yet we, who have heard about and believed about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes we don't live that life of the resurrection power in our lives. So we need to ask ourselves this question. In the morning, especially when we wake up, are we being renewed day by day in the power of the resurrection that Jesus has given us? But it's funny, isn't it, that we may take life in a very ordinary way, in a very mundane way, that we don't even see the significance of the things we do until we face death itself. When we are on the precipice, on the edge of death, that's when we value and see life, the power and the value of life the most. This is the strange thing. Why can't we see life is so much more important right now, and that we should live it to the full, as Jesus has promised in John 10:10, rather than waiting for the end and then say, I will serve you. And so, in my watching of videos, I came across this clip. I want to share with you this clip today. It is an advertisement, but it does present a very important point. It is about a fictional character called Amit. He was only a very lowly and probably poorly paid TV technician. And he probably gets bored going from place to place repairing household appliances. But sometime, something happens. Let's watch this video.
Hello?
Hello ma'am. Ma'am, मैं सैमसंग से अमित बात कर रहा हूँ.
जी अमित.
आपने टीवी की कंप्लेन करवाई है?
हाँ हाँ. क्या आप 7 बजे के पहले आ सकते हैं?
जी जी. बिल्कुल.
बह चला आसमान के
लिया हूँ बस, आ ही रहा
हूँ। लगता है चन्नू की भेड़ों ने फिर ट्रैफिक जाम कर दिया है, जल्दी आइएगा। अंदर है। टाइम पे ठीक तो हो जाएगा ना?
जी मैम।
हो गया?
बस मैम।
हाँ अब ठीक है। चलो 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 जल्दी चलो, शो शुरू होने वाला है, जल्दी जल्दी जल्दी, आराम से। अमित जी रिमोट।
जी।
वेलकम बैक टू जूनियर इंडियन आइकन, और आज पहली
तेरे बिन नहीं लगता दिल मेरा ढोलना, तेरे बिन नहीं लगता दिल मेरा ढोलना।
हमारे हॉस्टल की है और पता है मेरी बेस्ट फ्रेंड भी।
रिश्ते निभाने के लिए कभी कभी थोड़ा दूर जाना पड़ता है।
So today I want to encourage all of you that we can be like Amit, isn't it? We start off in our work for God with good intentions, but perhaps the obstacles of life, the difficulties, and even difficult people, and even in this case some sheep, have blocked our way. You see, this ad probably puts a more positive spin on things because he had this worker been smiling and persevering. But in our real life, perhaps when all these things are happening, we feel like giving up. We feel like God's work is not worthwhile to persevere, isn't it? Because we do meet our spiritual roadblocks. We meet our spiritual dirt tracks. We meet our spiritual goats that hinder our path. Because we have forgotten. We have forgotten to apply God's resurrection power, to go on and serve Him. Then we don't see the results. When I look at this church and we see the seats are not being filled up, do you think I've not been discouraged? But you see, just like Amit, I look forward to the day when there will be a breakthrough, because I do not know what the future will be like. You do not know what the future will be like in your service to the Lord. But there comes a moment when the things you do, you think that is so mundane, may make a difference in somebody's life. And perhaps when you saw the disbelief on Amit's face when he repaired the TV, and he thought, what would a blind person need from this TV? She cannot even see it. But you see, in India, rural India, they don't have radios that broadcast that event. Only the TV could broadcast it, and that's why she needed the TV. And you can see the joy the children experienced, isn't it, when they heard those songs that one of their own is singing. And I think we should be like that too, that we don't give up, that we don't surrender, that we don't grow weary, and that we don't give up seeking God every day to renew Him in our lives every day. Because one day it will be all worth it. Because one day we will see that we have made a difference in someone's life. One day we will realize that the mundane and ordinary things we do, even the boring things, do count for something. And just like Amit, when that moment comes, he can't help but have a smile on his face. And so I want to encourage you today, those of you who are struggling in your faith, in your efforts, in your work for the Lord, if you have always been interested in outreach, please continue to do your outreach. We have an outreach with Bunnings later this week. And God has provided us some help. Because if we were to depend on our English congregation today to run the Bunnings event, do you think we would have been able to do it? And the answer is no. The confirmation is in the number of empty seats today. But God has sent us some help from the Lighthouse Church. And these people are very enthusiastic. They are full of energy. They want to make a difference. And God continues to persevere with us. God continues to preserve us. God continues to keep us in the game, even though we should be out of it due to our lack of numbers. I think we should continue to be interested in God's work. If you have been always been interested in prayer because you believe that you can move the hand of God to change the world, why not continue to pray? When I first came into this church, there were quite a number of you who came to the prayer meetings. But now, there were only a few. And I want to thank in particular Pastor Jen and Anne. You know, they are retired folks. Well, Anne is going to retire soon. But she keeps going like an ever-ready bunny. Oh. And they held up the fort when I was away, you know, for a few months. But you see, the baton has to pass on to the younger folks. We have to continue to come together to pray. We need to come together to move God's hand so that He can move the world. And if we are interested to help the poor, the sick, the lonely, the forgotten in our society out there, we have English classes, we have other things that we can do to continue to reach out to others. The USA may be closing its doors to refugees and to those who are being persecuted and even killed. But we who are here, we can still help out to and help those refugees who have come to our shores. Continue the good work that you have continued, that you have started, and do not give up. Continue to give of your time and your resources, because God has promised us in His Word, in Galatians 6:7, we shall reap what we sow. I wonder whether we are keep on sowing the seeds, because one day we shall reap if we do not give up. And we rely on His resurrection power to keep us going. We shall be renewed day by day. We have been studying Matthew's Gospel, and we shall continue studying this gospel 1 or 2 weeks' time. God is the God of the secret service. God looks at our inner heart. God doesn't look at our outside. Not what we wear or how we do things, but what's the motives of why we are doing things. Whether it's to gain His approval or to win man's praise. We who are Christians, who are true believers, we do not look to people for the congratulations and the commendation of people. We don't need an award around our necks. as many were given awards on Australia Day. But we do it in silent service, in secret service, because we believe in our Lord with our whole heart. It has been more than 5 years since I've been here. And I don't often have a thank you, but I want to thank all of you, those of you who have put in the effort, from the little things that you think you do to the big things. But God sees it all. It may not need a thank you from the pastor to do that, but God sees it all, because He sees what you're sowing. And He knows you will reap if you do not give up. And so in verse 9, Paul encourages the Galatians, "Let us not become weary in doing good, and keep on doing good, for at the proper time we shall reap a harvest if we do not give up." We shall reap if we do not give up. My constant spraying of my nature strip has resulted in 4 green shoots of grass. How much more if you invest your life in the Lord's work? You will see more than grass. You will see more than flowers. You will see more than a tree. You will see lives being changed. Don't give up. Continue to do what you're doing. Be renewed by God's resurrection power. Trust in Him every day, and He will renew you. It is only too obvious. And so, what I want to do today, on this special New Year's Day, I want us to group together in some groups. And I know we seldom do this, but look at the person in your group and thank them for whatever they're contributing to the church. Affirm in them the work they're doing, because they may be on the verge of giving up too, because they are discouraged. So let's form a few groups. So we won't have our communal prayer today, but we will have this sharing and praying now. So thank each other for the contribution they are doing to help this church and also the church beyond here. And for those who share that they may be struggling in their faith or in their contribution or to their work in the Lord, please continue to pray and encourage one another. Let's do this for the next 10 to 20 minutes. In closing, let's pray. Father, we praise you for your grace. We praise you for Jesus who has come back from the dead. And we thank you for your resurrection power that's available to all of us today, who would only ask you and will only believe in you. So, Father, grant us this faith, this power that encourages us to rise up like eagles. Lord, give us your strength today. Lord, we know from your word that we are to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world, the city on the hill. And yet, Lord, some of us are struggling today, and some have almost given up. Father, we pray for a renewal this year. We pray for your strength to come upon us. Continue to help us, continue to strengthen us for the days ahead. Lord, this year will be a challenging year. And Lord, we pray that we will be prepared for the days ahead. Help us to remain faithful to you always. That we will always want to hold up your light, to shine across the world, even when all others are giving up. Lord, help us to always remain in you, and you will always remain in us. Until one day we will meet you face to face, and we will hear these words from you: "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Father, give us your grace today. Continue to strengthen us for the days ahead. And we pray that the resurrection power of Jesus will be alive in our spirit today and always. We pray all this in the name of Jesus. आमीन।